It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Saturday morning, and we are live at the Hen House Market at 135th Street. What's going on, Toots?
Toots, well, you know, it's been quite a week. A week in Kansas City.
I got to say something. This is Jasper Marabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
I got to say something.
What?
When the music comes on, you sit back.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, hey, sit back and relax. And you do what Mark says,
yeah,
tells you to do.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, you like it?
You're not being a boss man right now, though. You were a boss man a little while ago.
I was.
I need this. I need that. When a limo dropped you off this morning and your makeup artist was behind you,
yeah,
and your
hairdresser
and all that,
right,
and they were carrying your bags and all that, I thought to myself, Bill Esch, what have you done to this lady? You changed her.
I have a special contract with the Hen House.
Oh. Well, we are here at the Hen House Market, and our good friend, who is actually here, he comes to all the Meet the Growers events, Steve Berge, is here with us today. We met Steve through Kate Sweetser and,
yeah,
of course, now through Hen House Market. And, Steve, we're going to talk about, what else? I mean, beef? Come on. I got to interrupt. Wait a second, like I always do. I had last week the greatest hamburger ever at the Hen House Market.
Did you?
You didn't go to the other end of the store, see?
No.
Because they didn't bring you one, so you don't know about this.
Steve, on a silver tray.
They made hamburgers. Are you doing hamburgers today, Steve?
Yes, we are.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
There's lunch.
There you go. We're getting them.
Welcome back, Steve.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Beautiful day.
Oh, it's a beautiful day for Meet the Growers. How about that?
It's gorgeous. In fact, last time we were here at the Deer Creek Hen House, I got to announce a National Weather Service tornado warning. Remember that?
I forgot about that, and I had to take you in the rain.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was scary, Jasper.
It's beautiful out today. The rain is gone. The flooding is gone. We are back to normal at Jasper, so
yeah,
all is well. We're just thinking about our friends down the street.
Coaches and all those other businesses, boy.
Yeah, my prayers and thoughts go out to the Darby family and everyone, and hopefully they'll get back to normal very, very soon.
And it's cool that you guys are a big family down there.
That's right.
All those businesses. So. Well, we're going to talk to Steve in a minute, but we've got some delicious housekeeping to do. And you know that's in front of my head.
I know what you're looking at.
Circular.
You're looking at
Andy's Candy Corn.
And that's right. It's 3 ears for 99 cents. Seriously, Kim, it's the sweetest corn you're ever going to eat.
And is your recipe this week or next week?
I have several recipes. I have the corn. Actually, right now you can get all my Hen House summertime corn recipes. I'm doing the Mexican street side corn, but I'm doing Mexican street side chicken right now.
Oh, with the smart chicken.
Oh, it's a little dangerous, that chicken. The street's all, it's on the side of the street. That's why it's on the side of the street. Roadside.
And, of course, I'm excited because I get to pick up my CSA today, and it is always... it's just full of goodness, locally grown goodness.
We always talk about the CSA, and this is the time of year. You can still come by and get all these beautiful fruits and vegetables and meet the growers, all these Bader peaches. Come on.
Absolutely. You can shop. You can sign up for the CSA, do whatever you want to do. And they've got some flexibility on the CSA, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah. And they got Yukon gold potatoes right now. Local squash. Mm.
But look at this.
I know you're looking at
beef tenderloin, $7.99 a pound.
I don't know where you're going to get that at. Anywhere in town for $7.99. Mm-hmm. Cut and wrapped certified beef. That's pretty good there, lady.
And that Mexican roadside chicken sounds good. And you know what? Bill Esch from Hen House brought us from the Tippins Bakery here slices of pie. He set the lemon chest in front of me because lemon is my favorite, Jay.
Oh.
In case you didn't know that. And, of course, key lime, you love that, and the cherry.
Mm. Well, Steve, I'm just thinking right now, some of your beef, maybe some corn, and some of those local tomatoes. That's
good
a pretty
combination.
Good meal there. I mean, but seriously, and that's what we've been talking about at the restaurant all week long. You know, just simple ingredients. Right now, summertime,
yeah,
if you put more than 5 ingredients into a dish right now, you're crazy. There's no need to.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the farm right now, the ranch. What's going on out there? I mean, it's – You're going 24/7.
Busy time of the year. I got up at 2:30 this morning to cut silage.
Oh my gosh!
And when I go back home, I'll go till probably 9 or 10 tonight. And then get up at 3 Sunday morning and do it again.
There you go.
And you go 7 days. I mean, there's no, you know, oh, I'll take a little break today.
Right.
If those boys don't eat, there's no meat on the table.
That's right. Literally.
Let's put it that way.
This is just a busy time. Haying and silage and doctoring baby calves. Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
A lot of new calves this year on the farm?
Oh, they're every day.
Every day.
And my hired hand's leaving for 3 days, so I've got it all for the next 3 days.
Are you kidding me?
You're the boss.
I'm the boss, so I've got to work extra hard.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, Kim.
You were going to interrupt. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, Steve, how long have you had the relationship with Hen House?
About eight years,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
grass-fed,
yeah.
4 years.
And David Ball challenged you. To kind of do the just change the whole ranch over. David's like that with people.
Yeah, no big deal. Just spend $1 million or so.
Is that unbelievable?
It is.
Buy more land, buy more equipment, and get away from corn and feed lots of grass.
Yeah.
So I bought more land and actually cut my cow herd down because I needed more grass. So I had to sell some cows to free up some grass. But I bought a new additional farm and bought several $100,000 worth of equipment in order to do what Mr. Ball wanted.
And the beef, there is a difference. I know last week we talked about this. Our good friend Craig Jones, the grill mayor, does this beautiful reverse sear steak. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that last week with you. I mean, there's a difference in the grass-fed meat. The finish is unbelievable.
It's what you feed beef that makes the difference. If you take two animals and feed them the same thing, the meat's going to taste pretty much the same. The difference is what we think is how we feed them. And mm-hmm. we cut oats in the green stage, immature stage, but in the milk stage. We cut a lot of grass. And Sedan grass. I have Sedan grass growing right now that we'll be cutting shortly.
And which is in the flavor,
indigenous
see?
To Kansas?
Well, it grows in Kansas,
area?
But it came from Sedan, Africa.
Ah, okay.
And it's drought resistant, so you can plant it and not have rain. And the cattle love it. It's sweet and high in moisture.
It's sweet.
And it's sweet.
I haven't tasted any, I'll be honest with you.
You probably...
You bring
like
some
it.
For us have next time, Steve. Okay, bring some grass.
I'm not sure I know how to fry it for you, Jasper.
Kansas grass. That's local.
That is local.
We'd have to put a lot of barbecue sauce on that stuff.
I don't think we're going to give him the cannoli challenge, Jasper. No. Well, you know what? We've got to close out this segment, Steve. We always love to see you.
Thank you for coming on, my friend.
Wandering around the hen house. And, of course, eating your beef is just, it's a pleasure. So
it's good
I'm
to
going
see
for
guys.
A hamburger, lady. I'll tell you that right now. My friends, don't forget, come on over here. We're at the Hen House Market, 135th and Metcalf. Meet the growers in Kimberly. You have a delicious show coming up.
We do have a delicious show. The secret word is lasagna. It's
Why is it lasagna?
National Lasagna Day.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's National Chicken Day, Chicken Wing Day, but it's not. It's National Lasagna. Yes, it is National Chicken Wing Day, but we're
it's
celebrating.
Both.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that. We have a lot to talk about. And don't forget, if you're out and about, one of our sponsors, the Olive Tree right now, they have a special going on with our friends from Curl Bombs.
From the Curl Bombs. They've got a demo going on.
That's right.
So cool.
Well, not just a demo. They have the tomatoes over there right now.
Oh, the tomatoes. Gotcha.
Yeah, so from 2 to 5. So you can
Jasper,
go over to Olive Tree.
We got
to
get out of here.
Oh, leave me alone. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen with Miss Nervous Nelly next to me here at the Hen House Market, 135th and Metcalf, right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
You're live from Jasper's Kitchen here at the Hen House Market, 135th in Metcalf. Hen House Market, your local market since 1923. And right now it's Meet the Growers.
Meet the Growers. We've got Steve Berge in the house. We've got some of the wonderful Amish producers outside.
We have music.
We have music. We have hamburgers. We have pie. What more could you want? And I just have to say, Jasper, before the break, you did a beautiful example of alliteration.
What is alliteration? We were talking to Craig
Jones. We'll talk
Jones
later.
Alliteration, huh?
Yeah. Nervous Nelly next to me. figure it out.
Was it bad or what?
No, I was very impressed.
Because my brother Jim would be correcting me. You know, we were talking about National Lasagna Day.
Yeah.
And National Chicken Wing Day.
Uh-huh.
My brother Sam is celebrating. That's his favorite dish in the world.
Yeah.
He even had a lasagna birthday cake, the big
That's
baby.
That's right.
My brother Jim is the chicken wing king.
Okay.
I think he won like a contest. He ate like 500 chicken wings one time.
We have to have him on the show.
Yeah, no, please don't.
All right.
No, we don't want him
Sorry,
on the show.
Sorry, Dr. Jim.
He's listening right now, and he's just shaking in his boots. He wears these cowboy boots, you know, and
yeah.
he's shaking his boots because he can't come on the show, and we're not going to let him. How about that?
You never know.
The chicken wing man, Dr. Jim.
So we got lots of comments.
Kimberly, I'm looking here right now. I got to tell everybody, out and out, National Chicken Wing Day, the number one place in Kansas City that came up was the Peanut.
The Peanut. And, of course, we've had Aaron Hunt.
Angela Holgraves, they all said that. Susan Beasley. Al's Bar came in second. Remember we
had him on the show for the Super Bowl. He's a character.
Parkville?
I believe so.
Up
we have
Parkville.
To have him on again.
A lot of people said Freddie T's, Juliana Prines, and Pat Westerloff.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you like my little notes. Joe Perez wrote in, and a lot of people were talking about Artego.
Artego Pizza over by Q39 and 39th Street.
Scott Mallon said you got to go there.
Yeah,
So if Scott says that, you know. Nick and Jake's right here in the parking lot. Emily Sewell and Joe Niblett talked about that. Michael's Bar and Grill in the Northland. Steve Protzman wrote me and said you've got to go there.
That's another one.
Game Day Chicken, we had them on.
We had them on.
Over on Warnell, Jimmy Graham said that's the best. All-Star Bar and Grill up north, a lot of places up north. Beth Mahaney.
And you know who else makes awesome chicken wings?
Who's that?
Hen House.
Come on, we know that. We have a plate
that.
In front of us right now.
No.
That's what we're eating, lady.
Finger licking good.
Well, Kimberly, I love all the guests you have every week that come on here. But, you know, when someone so sweet brings me and you, or you and I, or you and me and you, lady, they bring us some cookies. My brother Jim gets so jealous because of all the cookies we get. He's a cookie man, too, but we'll talk more
cookie
about that.
Monster.
Yeah, we'll
these are the bestest.
These are the bestest. They are from our friend, and her name is, again, Sophia.
Sophia Hudson of Swoon Cookie Crafters.
Well, let's just talk to Sophia, and let's get on with this show right here on KCMO.
Kimberly, cookies.
You know, you're a big cookie monster, Jasper.
Cookie monster? Well, you brought in a lovely lady who's been in before with us, and she, you know, when she walks in the room, how do you say no?
How do you say no to Sophia
I
Hudson?
Don't.
You don't. But I took the box, I unwrapped the cookies, I took pictures, and then I helped myself before I shared them.
That's okay. You have issues. I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay.
We both do when it comes to sugar.
Well, Sophia Hudson, of course, is the owner and head cookie crafter of Swoon. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So much has happened since you were back, or since you were here.
Some things have changed. I'm now doing this full time, and we're working to open a retail store in our kitchen in the West Side.
Oh, wow. So, you know, take this back a few years. Why cookies?
It was a complete accident. I had a furniture store in the Crossroads, and my mother-in-law started making sugar cookies for First Fridays. And people started coming for the sugar cookies, and we moved eventually and stopped doing First Fridays, and people were so upset that they couldn't have the cookies, we decided to start selling them. So it was an accidental cookie company that was born and just keeps going.
Now, this recipe, Jasper, is probably like some of the ones from, you know, your family. It's locked up at night.
I like that. I like that a lot.
It's, good stuff.
But then again, we talk about the cookies and the flavor, and they're just so delicious. I'm not going to lie to you. And our listeners right now are just like, come on, stop talking about this. But the design, and I told you this, I'm sorry, but I mean, it's a lot of art. I mean, you're artist, but you don't want to say that.
It definitely is. It's artwork.
They're beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I mean, creative.
Very creative. Very creative. And the thing is, customers bring things to you, some strange things sometimes.
We do whatever our customers ask. We draw the line at a certain point.
Right.
But other than that, we do what they ask.
Well, but someone had a broken arm, and for Thanksgiving, they asked you to make pilgrim cookies, but they wanted you to break the arm off.
Yes, we had to break off the arms and legs and reset them in slings on the pilgrim gingerbread men.
But then you'll do sweet cookies for showers and graduations, absolutely anything. You do corporate orders.
I remember you sent us a delivery before the last interview when you were on a year ago or so. and it had something to do, I don't know, you did some kind of design. Was it a cannoli design or something? Or you did something for me personally.
I think we did do a cannoli sugar cookie.
Yeah, and something. Then... I'm just remembering now in the box. I have photos. I got to go back and look at my photos, Kim.
You know, we could give Sophia the cannoli challenge.
Oh, you know where I'm going with this, don't you?
I do. September is National Cannoli Month, as deemed by Jasper.
Yes.
And it's been going on for 7 years, and we ask select chefs and food artisans in town to do something with their product that is cannoli.
Oh, I accept that challenge.
All
okay,
right.
You're on the list.
Swoon.
You're on the list.
Just
you'll be hearing
swoon.
From me.
We like it, Kimberly.
So what are you going to be doing in your retail space?
We are going to be selling some of our sugar cookies, but we're also going to focus on flavored cookies. So we're going to do some all based on our original recipe, but things like chocolate cookies with peanut butter icing, chocolate chip cookies.
Look at those eyes.
And then I'm hoping to have two various flavors each month that are more unusual. So things like a chai cookie with cardamom icing. I'm using Jenny's ice cream as an inspiration at the moment.
Oh, that's something else.
And really, I'm madly in love with their brown butter almond brittle and want to see if I can convert that into a cookie.
We had some a couple Sundays ago, I know.
And I got to test some of them too. Boy.
Well, you know, I mean, when you talk about everything that goes on in the business, and people don't realize, you know, you have baby showers, birthdays, weddings, graduations, sports. I mean, the list is endless when it could come to cookies.
Well, there's really nothing
the
that a cookie doesn't go with, right, Sophia?
It's true. And people always ask us who our customers are, and we just say they're people who celebrate things. So corporate orders and showers and weddings and
tea parties,
bike rides. I mean, we do things for all different groups.
Tea parties, Jasper, you're familiar with those. Okay, let's talk about this new line of cookies that you collaborated with an artist here in Kansas City.
Yes.
And I actually got to taste one about a month ago, a test run, and they are not only delicious, they're captivating. Talk to us.
Well, we work with Sonia Andrews, who's a local illustrator, and we started our relationship with her several years ago doing various nutcracker images for the Kauffman Performing Arts Center. And so we asked her to come up with 6 different Kansas City icons. And we're doing a printed cookie. It's set into our buttercream icing. So it tastes like our regular cookie, but they're beautiful images of Kansas City.
So some of them include the Scout, Shuttlecock.
The Nelson Atkins. We've got one for the Plaza. We've got one for the Streetcar. And
Kauffman
Center. And the Power and Light Building, which is my beloved landmark for Kansas City.
And just the one flavor?
Just for these, it's just the vanilla buttercream. Okay. But what we'll have in the store will be various flavors.
And that's just not an ordinary vanilla, but you just say, oh, vanilla buttercream. We just had the vanilla buttercream. It's not just an ordinary vanilla buttercream, Miss Kim.
Oh,
well, it is made with butter and cream, which I'm finding that a lot of buttercreams are not made with.
Yeah, there you go.
So
they're fake.
Yes.
Well, it makes a difference, I can tell you right now.
So I know this past winter, actually, you went to CookieCon.
Yes.
And I know that's an inspirational kind of ground zero for cookie crafters.
Wait. Stop everything. CookieCon?
Not Comic-Con, CookieCon.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. And it's where cookie crafters from all over the country gather.
All over the world.
All over the
what?
World.
Yeah.
And you find out about trends. I mean, you get to talk to people, like you said, from all over the globe. So what are some trends you brought back? What are some trends you're seeing here?
You know, it's a lot of it is about personal expression. So they bring in artists from around the world that come and talk about what they specialize in. So this year we learned a lot about textures and various tools to do unusual things. And the lovely thing is everyone has their own niche and everybody does something different, but you definitely take something away from each person.
You take what you want, leave the rest.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Right. So Jasper?
I'm on the website already looking at CookieCon. I'm wondering why I never heard of this and why I didn't get an invitation.
Well, we're trying to convince them to move it to Kansas City. I don't know if we'll be lucky, but so far they've held it at in Salt Lake City.
Oh, this is a place like we have to, what do you call it, like when you crash it, Kimberly?
Yeah, like wedding crashers.
Do they have like cookie a cookie monster show up for this show or anything?
Not yet.
There we go, Kim.
But there you
we
go.
We could dress up like a big cannoli and a cookie monster and we could raid this show.
Well, if you want to check out Swoon, of course, you can go onto their website, which is justswoon.com. You can check them out. Do you do pop-ups at your west side location now?
We do. We'll be getting more regular, but right now we should check the website for dates, but eventually it will be each Friday and Saturday from 10 to 2.
And at 1668 Jefferson Street, Suite 100. Can't miss it. Can't miss it.
Well, I'm telling you, Kimberly, just swoon. You made our day, Sophia.
Well, I'm very glad. Thank you.
Make sure you check them out because Jasper and Kimberly are enjoying some right now.
JJ, and I'm eating.
Your mouth is full.
You never hear me say JJ.
Yeah, you don't.
My friends, our friend James Worley, just brought us BLTs.
Oh, ho, ho.
BLTs and Tippin's Pie. Does it get any better, my friends?
Does it get no better than this?
And look, our number one listener just brought us, just brought in their new grandbaby.
I love it. Oh, he is beautiful. Aww. Oh.
We sure appreciate that. Well, Kimberly, what a great day we're having here at the Hen House Market, 135th in Metcalf,
Deer Creek. Hen House.
I was just going to say, this is Kimberly's Deer Creek store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kimberly, I've been looking at the ad, and I'm going everything. I'm just trying to think. Tomorrow's the big Curl Bomb tomato dinner. It's sold out with Slow Food Kansas City. We have a lot of events coming up with Slow Food. Next week, we're going to talk more about the BLT challenge.
Absolutely, on August 5th.
I don't get to cook tomorrow. Tuesday, I'm doing another big dinner. I don't get to cook then, so I'm thinking late night cooking after work tonight. I'm going to get some of this Andy's candy corn. I'm going to get some peaches.
And?
I'm going to try to eat very nutritious after this big BLT and Tippin's Pie lunch. I really am. I don't want to eat heavy. And right now, of course, it's summertime, and that's what it's all about. These simple local ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
A little seasoning, and that's all you need. Not even much seasoning because the flavor is already there.
That's right. And, of course, you can still sign up for your CSA at your in-house market.
Now,
I'm going to pick mine up soon.
Oh, now that's what I'm thinking right now. And also, Kimberly, I'm thinking, now this is really something else. You need to go get a Hen House flyer, go online to henhouse.com, and get the Mexican roadside chicken recipe. That's delicious. Well, Kimberly.
And you know, if you're out and about today, Donatology up until
noon. Yeah, what's going on there?
Bill Severns, he's a former pro baseball player. He has written a book called Donuts, Diamonds, and Dreams, and he's signing them over at Donatology at 1009 Westport Road. He's an amazing guy.
They're going to have a million mini donuts, and one of them's going to have a diamond, and they're worth over $5 million.
Okay, that's not true, Jasper.
You sure?
That's not true.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was a good idea, though. Why didn't they call me? I would have told you to do that idea.
So that's until noon, and pretty darn cool. And the last thing is, if you have a pup, take it down to Three Dog Bakery on the plaza. They're hosting an ice cream social for dogs today until 4 p.m., noon
to
4.
Will somebody be down there?
Miss Opal. I'll have
Miss
to dress
Opal.
Her up and take her down.
Pick up Teddy on the way, will you?
All right. And Miss Lola.
Oh, Kimberly, now our next interview, I'm thinking, you know, I'm a little thirsty right now. Maybe you need a little nitro.
Mm-hmm.
Made in Kansas City. Yeah,
that's right.
Kansas City. And you brought on another guest who's really into something. And what a great background. We're going to hear more about this. And we're going to actually get to talk to them and find out how they got started on a couple of bicycles right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hail Caesar. Wait a second. I messed it all up. Kimberly, I swear, I did my homework.
Well, we have a very unique entrepreneur in the studio with us this morning, Caleb Roy, who is co-owner of Hail Coffee, and they are biking the best nitro coffee to Kansas City, to First Fridays in the Crossroads, to private events. What a concept.
And we're talking nitro coffee on tap on a bicycle. How unique.
Exactly. And we're going to let this you're in great shape, we can tell, and there's a reason why.
Barista on wheels.
That's right. We're going to talk to Caleb this morning about the origins of Hail Coffee and the popularity. I mean, there's buzz about town about you guys.
That's good.
Buzz. I like that, something. Kimberly. My friend, tell us, why a bicycle? Why Hail Coffee? Where'd you get this name at?
So we got the name just through a process of brainstorming between myself and the other co-owner of Hail, Chance Bird. And we wanted to encapsulate some of our mobile aspect to our business as well as tie into The royalty aspect of Kansas City in general.
And let me just interrupt one second, because when you talk mobile, we're not talking a food truck, we're not talking a motorcycle, we're talking a bike.
It's just a bicycle. There's a company in New York that builds transport bikes that, when I was living in Chicago, you saw them everywhere. A lot of the coffee companies that I worked with or worked alongside in Chicago use those to transport their whole beans to their wholesale accounts.
So I'm sorry, I derailed you from talking about the name and so forth. Go back to that.
Yeah, so when we were brainstorming, we came up with a lot of name ideas that were bike-inspired, that were mobily inspired. But finally, we landed on hail as sort of a double meaning, meaning hailing a cab and that use of the term, as well as the royalty, Hail Caesar. And then the logo that we landed on was Zeus-inspired. So
the lightning
bolt. Yeah, the lightning bolt at the hand.
Which is the pole on your kegs.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're not called kegs, are they?
They are, actually. They are? Yeah, these are called, the smaller kegs are called pony kegs.
Okay. Oh.
Come on, Kimberly, high school days?
Pony high school
Come
days?
On. High
that
school
was college.
Grade school. That was high school for this Rock Creek boy.
So talk to us, because we were just oohing and aahing as you were pulling this cup of coffee for us. Mm-hmm. And it looks like, I mean, at first glance, it's dark and it has this gorgeous caramel head to it.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a glass of Guinness.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
So there are basically two ways to brew black cold coffee. We'll call it cold coffee. There's a lot of confusion around the terms. There's cold brew, or there's flash brew, or Japanese style. So cold brew is using cold water to extract coffee over long periods of time, like toddy or Kyoto.
Okay.
And what that does is, because you're not reaching that 195 degree minimum for coffee, you are not getting some of the acidity that dissolves at that temperature. So what Japanese style or flash brew does is they use water that's hot, just like you would brew on your coffee pot at home, at a certain ratio and grind setting over ice that dilutes it to the point that you end up with a really nice full-bodied cold cup of coffee with all of the acidity and all of the flavor that it's intended to have. So that's what we did. We flash brew our coffee over ice. We use a Rwanda coffee from Post Coffee Company in Lee Summit. And then we put it in a keg, introduce nitrogen into the keg, which forces the oxygen to the top because it's heavier. We burp out the oxygen through a release valve and then reinfuse it with nitrogen. So the only two things in the keg are coffee and nitrogen, which when you shake it and agitate it, forces it to integrate. And that's why it cascades the way a Guinness would or a milk stout would.
Wow. I mean, you're talking right now like a true barista with a little more knowledge, not only of the drinks itself, but we're going in. I mean, we haven't even started about the goats or anything right now. Ethiopia and all that. But Mark, our producer, knows a little more about that than anybody.
So what does the mobile food scene in KC look like as a whole to you and Chance?
Yeah, so we're fairly new to it. This is only our second business year. But what's been really surprising and really encouraging is the support that comes from the mobile food scene. It's something where as soon as we hit the scene, we were embraced and people were reaching out to us before we did a drop of marketing.
It's a real family.
It is. It is a real family. And I think that there's sort of a mentality with some businesses that do have brick and mortar and also mobile or just purely mobile businesses of creating some kind of collective of and trying to replicate some sort of mobile market, which is really exciting to us, trying to partner with people who don't do coffee or do coffee in a different way or, you know, have completely different demographics of people that they reach out to and trying to collect it into one mobile collective and invade an area and open up a market and then pack up and leave.
Yeah, I love that. So people can find you, the major consistent place where you are, Crossroads First Fridays.
Yeah,
correct?
Absolutely. And the West Bottoms on Saturdays of those weekends as well.
And are you located in one specific place? Or
we move
do you
around.
Just, you do?
Yeah, last year we were at in the Crossroads, we were at Flying Pig Local, which is a boutique that's, I believe it's 18th and Central.
Yeah.
So we were there quite a bit, but we hopped around. Peddled around would be more accurate. But galleries will come across us and ask us to come serve there, so we'll go there and we might switch even in the span of one Friday, bike around to a few different places.
And, of course, you do private events, and you can get into contact with Chance and Caleb on your website.
Yeah, through Instagram or Caleb@hailcoffee.com or Chance@hailcoffee.com.
And, of course, your website is?
HaleCoffee.com.
Okay, I have to ask you something. Will you be upset if I put some sweetener in here? I mean, you do people do that?
Yeah, we actually, so at the end of last year, we were using a Colombian natural.
Uh-huh.
And it had a lot of blueberry, raspberry flavor
exactly.
notes to it. And so we actually did a honey vanilla syrup and just a dash of cream in it that was like drinking a milkshake. It was really good.
Okay.
So we encourage that.
I'm thinking right now maybe turn this into a granita. But can I add a little liqueur in this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done that before.
All right,
not
sure.
Not publicly.
Not yet.
At a project. Enjoy. No. You'd be fine to do that.
Ooh, chill. Yeah. Over a little ice right now. Hmm.
And you guys are also going to be at the Foodie Chick event, which is going to be huge.
Yeah.
Amy Jacobson's event, July 22nd at Park Place in Town Center. And, you know, your path to peddling coffee around town has been interesting. You have an undergrad degree in English literature, correct?
Yeah, from Park University.
And you wanted to perhaps get your doctorate and go into teaching, and you discovered, no, that's not your journey. That's not your path.
Yeah.
So you are really you're a barista by trade.
Yeah.
And then you and Chance got together.
Yeah. Yeah, we met in high school. We both swam for Blue Springs, and we both – always had sort of a startup mentality to life. We were always trying to get our friends to do a bunch of stuff they didn't want to do for some crazy harebrained goal in the end. But when I moved to Chicago and then moved back, we both just kind of landed on the same trajectory of wanting to start something up. And I had this idea of how successful I thought it would be in Kansas City, particularly during First Fridays or West Bottoms.
I'll tell you what, I have on my mind coffee right now. I hope our listeners right now can find you either at a First Friday or just biking around town because they have to experience what Kimberly and I have experienced the past 10 minutes.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jasper, their transport bike, once they get all of the equipment on, I think, what did you say, Caleb, 500?
Yeah, that's the tow capacity is 500. Probably hits around 350.
So I would venture to guess that you don't really necessarily do Hospital Hill.
Yeah, we avoid that. Maybe down it.
Good one, Kim. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
No, I would have more. I think about
yes,
I look
would
up
have.
At that hill saying, forget that.
And, Kimberly, I'm just looking right now. They're going to be over in Park Place when Donutology's over there.
That's right, at the Foodie Chip.
Union Horse Distillery.
Yep.
Donuts, whiskey, and coffee. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be a dangerous event. I'll be there.
You better buy tickets now.
My friend, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely.
I have to ask you, is the bike outside?
It isn't. No, we left it at home.
Do you ever get on the highway with it?
On a trailer, not on the bike. We get some weird looks, though, even on a trailer. People have no idea what we're doing.
Sure.
Absolutely love it. Thanks for coming on, my friend.
Thanks
Check them
me.
Out right now. You can go on Facebook. And, of course, the name is?
Hale Coffee Company.
Ah, we love it, Kimberly. This is Jasper Morabile.
Kimberly Stern.
Talking coffee, Nitro Coffee, right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio, 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We're live from the Hen House Market, 135th and Metcalf, the Deer Creek store, which is also known as
Kimberly Store. Yes. I have my own card. It has my name.
Kimberly, we're getting so many texts and emails right now from fans across the country, around the world, 59 million listeners, of course.
Even on remote islands.
That's right. They're Tahiti. Did you hear about that? A guest from Tahiti, Rose, Bora Bora, they're coming in everywhere. But one special guest keeps texting us right now, and he wants to be here so bad for National Chicken Day.
He does.
Chicken Wing Day, because he knows we're eating these chicken wings.
That's
he wants
right.
to be a part of it.
Yeah.
We're not going to mention the good doctor's name, but, hey, you know, he's listening.
He has the same initials as you. That's
all
that's
I'll
right. say.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. And the same voice. He'd like to have this voice, this million-dollar voice. Oh, my friends, we're here at the Hen House Market, and we are celebrating, Kimberly.
We are celebrating freshness, fresh produce. We're celebrating beef. We're celebrating CSA.
Oh,
Andy's Candy Corn.
Oh, it's shipped from Columbus to your house. That's right, Kimberly. Columbus, Nebraska, to your house overnight. They've been doing this for, I don't know how many years, like 30, 40 years. 600 acres of nature's goodness.
Nature's goodness. And you know what I spy?
I know you did. You're looking at the new chocolate chip cookies, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I am.
What else are you looking
Hen House has
Have you had the new cookies?
Well, I was hoping Mr. Esch would bring some
Mr.
so we could sample them.
They'll probably have them in your limo when you leave. Don't worry.
Those look good. $3.99 for a dozen. I mean, those are big chocolate chunks. What I'm looking at are the onion buns, 6-count, $1.99 each for 6-count. an onion bun would be perfect for the sandwich we're going to talk about next.
Oh, well, come on out here to the Hen House Market. It's Meet the Growers, and we're going to meet someone very special here right now because I am not only honored, I'm proud to tell people he's my friend, the Tomato Whisperer himself.
That's right, James Worley. And James, I had you on WDAF this morning.
What a show.
7:20, right, talking about your BLTs, and you had all the anchors and the weather girl in there. And it did a great job. You had your Tomato Whisperer regalia on, yeah, which you have on now. And you made a BLT, of course, talking about the Slow Food Kansas City BLT Challenge that is next Saturday.
Next Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
You got to take this interview because this bacon is delicious.
Just don't talk with your mouth full, Jasper.
I'm not. Don't
clean
worry
up your microphone, please.
Don't worry.
But this BLT challenge comes on the heels of your 9th annual tomato tasting.
Yes, the tomato tasting is at 9 a.m. and at the local pig, and the BLT challenge will be at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And now, my friends, this is the first time in Kansas City you can be a judge. Jim, James, you're looking for judges right now.
I need judges. I need contestants. I need people that love BLTs and want to celebrate summer with us.
And it's $5 if you want to enter your sandwich.
Yes, $5 to enter. We'll
doesn't
have
to be
trophies.
A sandwich. Doesn't have to be a sandwich.
It's got to be a. It's got to have bacon. It's got to have lettuce. It's got to have tomato. The rest is up to you.
Okay.
The rules are all on my website, on my blog, kctomatotimes.blogspot.com. Not blogspot, I'm sorry, .wordpress.com. Or you can just search for Kansas City Tomato, and you'll find me at the top of the search.
And, of course, if you want to be a judge, how much is that?
It's $25 a judge.
But the judges get to eat.
They get to eat, and if you want to bring a beverage, you can bring a beverage.
Dwayne Dorty's going to be a judge.
Yes, Dwayne's going to be a judge. Mm-hmm. We've got quite a few judges. We've got a couple of chefs. I need more chefs. I want to see who's got the best BLT in town.
I have an idea, but I don't want to win.
You're a pork loser.
Oh, thanks a lot, Kim.
No, I
you
think
know my
you
reputation.
Need- You need to
I want to do
home.
A carbonara pasta.
Well, don't
with
give
tomatoes.
It away, Jasper.
No, because I'll blow it away. I'll win. I can't do it. And maybe some shredded wild lettuce on top, and that'll be it. But I'm not going to. I will come be a judge.
Okay, we'd love to have you
after
judge.
The radio show. I'll run down there, and I'll be a judge. You know why I want to be a judge?
Right.
I want to eat that bacon.
Yes, absolutely.
It's $5, Jasper.
Tomatoes. I don't care. What
$5 to enter, $25 to judge, and all the proceeds will go to Slow Food Kansas City. And the money will go towards the Veterans Community Project.
Which is fantastic.
Absolutely. Kevin
the
doing.
Therapy garden that
yes.
we're going to help them.
We're going to build therapy gardens so the homeless vets will be able to work some of their issues out through gardening, grow some beautiful produce.
Now, you, this morning on WDAF, you made a tomato basil aioli.
Oh, yes. I'm just talking about
BLT,
that.
Which was fabulous. Yep. And, of course, that recipe is going to be up on the WDAF website.
Hopefully, yes.
A Tuesday, you're going to be on KSHB on Kansas City Live making a different sandwich.
Yes.
This time of year is like Christmas for you, James, because you have how many different varieties of tomatoes that you've planted?
I've grown over 700 types of tomatoes lifetime. This year I had over 90, I think, that I grew. And I have at least 40 in my garden that are all just about ripe right now.
Yeah. Last year I was very fortunate. I got to go over before the season started, and he donated a bunch of tomato plants, which he did again, to the Slow Food Garden. And this year, he grew for me Gugusa. He was texting me back in March, what do you want? Gugusa and
Gardunis.
The Gardunis.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
the Gardunis.
Wait, what are Gardunis?
Not Gardunis, Kimberly. You're going to get thrown off the air for that. Gardunis. Gardunis are... Oh, we're going to get my Italian listeners out there. That was your number one ever, Kimberly. You took it there. Gardunis. I can't do the show. Gardunis are this wild green. Okay.
It's a cousin to the artichoke.
That's right. It's in the thistle family.
Yeah, they grow these big, long celery stalks with thorns on them. And I've never eaten them. Hopefully we'll get to sample those, but I grow them every year for Jasper.
I'm telling you, I have them for you.
Yeah?
So I got to cook them for you. Matter of fact, well, let's do them next
Friday,
Friday night. Our
Friday
tomato
night.
Dinner sold out.
Mine is?
Yeah, yours
on
is
Friday
sold
night?
Out also
oh, wow.
on Friday night, too. So we have several dinners this week, you know, but your dinner sold out on Friday night.
It's the time to eat tomatoes.
And, oh, I'm telling you. So I think I'll do some little pasta with the Gardunis.
I'll bring some fresh down.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll have a little gugusa also.
I'll see if I got any right.
I got a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy who could give me some gugusa. Don't worry.
Always know a guy.
So I'm curious, James, because you love tomatoes, mm-hmm. and some of the tomatoes you were talking about today, the Idaho Hillbilly?
Brandywine Seventh Strain, Carbon, Burker's favorite. There's names for all kinds of different tomatoes out there.
How many BLTs do you think you consume? How many tomatoes do you think you consume?
All that I can while they're fresh. Yeah. You know, this is the time of year to eat fresh local produce, and the epitome of summer gardening is the tomato.
Like what we have here at Hen House. You know when you slice into a good tomato, you know what should a good tomato look like?
It should feel heavy.
Yeah.
And it should be mostly tomato inside, not mostly space. You know, the tomatoes that you get in January and February are just a shadow of themselves that look like styrofoam and taste like styrofoam. Yeah. This is the time of year to eat really
James,
good tomatoes.
James, you have taught me this in the years I've known you, and I don't care what anybody tells me. I'm not serving a tomato from November until April.
It's not the time of year to eat it.
We're like the Kansas City Royals. We like to play ball from April until October. Even April, we're not talking local yet.
Yeah, April, we're not too concerned about it. They're okay in April. And we have tomatoes all the way through October and even into early November if we have a nice warm fall. But right now, the last of July, 1st of August, is the peak time to eat
tomatoes.
This is it.
And you know these
tomatoes.
This
is the World Series of tomatoes.
Oh, I like that. Series of tomatoes.
Yeah.
What got you into growing tomatoes?
Oh, that's a love story. Do you want to hear the love story?
Please.
When I started dating my wife, I lived in the country, and she lived in the city. And when I came to town for dates, I'd bring her tomatoes from farmers markets instead of flowers. Yes, yes.
So you were like Mr. Green Jeans coming in from the
I wasn't
country.
Growing them at the time, but I grew them when I was a kid. And then we bought a house. We looked for a garden space, and the Tomato Whisperer was born, basically.
And the Tomato Whisperer. I mean, you got the Dog Whisperer. You got this Whisperer. But the Tomato Whisperer.
Tomato Whisperer.
He's here with us.
In fact, I posted on Instagram this morning, and somebody messaged, I've seen that guy. He's famous.
Infamous, maybe.
Infamous. And that's all with Jennifer. I didn't know that.
She's
Jennifer.
Yeah, she's the reason why we're all here.
Well, kudos to her, I'm telling you, because let me tell you something, Jennifer. You've done a good job with those with this tomato man, let me tell you.
So once again, next Saturday, August 5th, if you want to come, the family-friendly tomato tasting starts at
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
And we'll run it kind of like a potluck, so you can come to the local pig down in the East Bottoms. Bring a tomato from your garden if you have some, or bring a tomato-themed dish for everyone to share. But it's open for families, so all ages.
And then at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
It's not a family-friendly.
That's not family-friendly. There may be some beverages.
Right.
And it's adults only. But
and it's the Slow Food KC BLT Challenge.
Slow Food Kansas City and fundraising for the Veterans Community Project Therapy Gardens.
And again, your website where people can go on to find about being competitors and judges?
kctomatotimes.wordpress.com, or you can just Google Kansas City Tomato and you'll find me.
Okay. And you know, this is his hobby because the man has another job, which is really huge.
With the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Yeah, I work for the Department of Conservation as an education specialist where I get to teach hunting, fishing, and native plant gardening, but not tomatoes. So.
And I'm honored to work with you, of course, and do the Field to Fork.
Got you coming up with Field to Fork August 22nd.
Well, my friends, next week, you better be there because I'm going to be a judge. I'm putting my name in there now.
Got to register by Wednesday.
Okay, and how can we do that real quick?
Got to find my website, kctomatotimes.wordpress.com. Send me an email. We'll get you registered. We'll see you next Saturday, August 5th, for the tomato tasting and the BLT challenge.
Kimberly, another delicious show.
A delicious show. Look at, we just have the bare bones of that BLT left.
And you know what, Kimberly? Your bloopers making Italian history. We're going to put this podcast up. My brothers, I'm getting some texts right now over this lady. This is Jasper Morabile.
Kimberly Stern.
Goodbye, my friends. From the Henhouse Market, 135th in Metcalf, come meet the growers. It's a wonderful day. Gardunis and Gagutsa, ladies. Come on out.